The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. Today's Friday, April 10th. It's a beautiful morning here. Well, it looks like a beautiful morning. It's 35 degrees out, which in February, that's kind of nice. But in April, it's chilly. And then I looked at the radar to see if I could work today because I work outside. So I'm allowed to still work because I'm all by myself. And there's snow. The radar shows snow all around the area. So welcome to New England. It was like 60, 70 the other day, and now it's 35 and chance of snow. Hope everything's going well where you are, weather and otherwise. I got up nice and early this morning so I would be able to take in the latest episode of The Clone Wars, Season 7, Episode 8, Together Again. Of course, I'll go spoiler-free. But let's just say, if you heard John and I's conversation yesterday, that John's not crazy about where this season is going so far. He's pretty disappointed in it. I think he might feel better at the end of this episode. But episode 8, Together Again, really made me disappointed. I'm excited for episode 9. And the title of that is Old Friends Not Forgotten. And that brings some hope. See what I did there? But one of the complaints John and I had yesterday was this season feels a little disjointed, like it's not what John wanted. Obviously, that's what he actually said. It's not what he wanted. And I kind of agree with him. I was enjoying it a little bit. I thought the story was going in a decent direction. But now you'll know if you see the episode, you'll know what I'm talking about. But so far, it's two different stories that really had nothing to do with anything, and it feels like where it picks up from here is going to be what we wanted. But here's a disappointing part of that. There's only 4 episodes left in the season. So season 7 is really a 4-episode season, or it feels that way to me, because the first 7 episodes feel like they were crammed in between the end of season 6 and what we have now. But to be fair, like I said the other day, that is kind of how Clone Wars went. Throughout the entire 6-season story arc, it went on tangents to the point that John had to give me the schedule. There's a different schedule. It doesn't go like episodic one after the other. You have to find that, you have to get the actual order that these shows went in for seasons 1 through 6. And then it made a little bit more sense. So they kind of screwed that up in seasons 1 through 6. And now here we are in season 7. And it still feels a little disjointed to me. I don't know. But it's Star Wars. So I have to take it in. So I have no choice. It's part of me now. Oh, well. The other show I'm watching, obviously we said yesterday, I'm still in the process of watching Rebels. And I'm still in season 1. I'm pacing myself on that. I'm not going to binge my way through it. I'm really enjoying that, but I picked up on a little nugget. Do you ever learn something and then all of a sudden it starts popping up everywhere else and it's been around you the whole time? So watching Rogue One and then watching all the extras, I learned something in Rogue One's extras that I'd never heard before. Maybe you've heard this. When George Lucas first invented the term the Force, it wasn't originally called the Force. It was originally called the Force of Others. And he based the premise on the energy of other people, and the Jedi would be able to control or even join with the Force of Others. But of course it gets shortened because, you know, they didn't actually explain why they shortened it, but it ended up being just called the Force. But then watching Rebels and you're seeing the training that goes on between Ezra and Kanan, Kanan's actually telling Ezra, like, there was this one particular scene I saw the other day where Ezra had to control the, this cat. It was like some cat that was trying to attack him. And Kanan actually says something to the effect that the force of the cat, like, you have to get in and understand others, which I thought after hearing what I had learned in Rogue One, wow, there it is. I want to say that was like one of the first Star Wars things that I watched after learning that in Rogue One. So I thought that was pretty cool. I'm interested to see if it pops up elsewhere as I binge my way through the Star Wars Saga box set. But I thought that was a pretty fun little nugget. The last thing I'd like to talk about this morning is I saw this article on, I believe it was Variety, Disney Plus, and a subscriber milestone, like, going through the roof. So basically, layman's version, instead of reading and quoting, and I don't even have the article in front of me, they went from, like, they doubled their subscriber amounts since February. And in February, they're like, the first week of February, they put out a number that was a big milestone. Like, they had jumped a lot since their first week, which I believe their first week was like 10 million. So I think in February, it was like 25 or 28 million. And now they're over like 50 million subscribers. So the basis of the article was that it's really not as big of a jump as everybody thinks it is, because they opened up in India in this new hot service, I think it was called, or whatever the streaming service is over there. But they opened up in India, and that gives them a big boost. So it's not necessarily like they picked up all of these subscribers in the United States because of the pandemic and everybody wanting to, the running theory is put the kids in front of the TV and keep them quiet. But they said in the article that when you adjust for that India launch, it's pretty much right in line with what it should be. But then the rest of the article goes on to see how does that affect HBO Max and Peacock and all these other streaming services that I'm really interested in. But here's where I want to go on a tangent from the article. We're all cooped up in our homes. We're taking in as much content as we can. Tiger King is through the roof. And in my opinion, I don't think anybody would even know what that was if we weren't going through the pandemic. Does that hurt HBO Max? Because HBO Max is going to be coming out in May. What if we're all stepping out into the sunlight in May? Who's going to want to turn around and go back in their house to watch HBO Max? People might hold off because they're dying to get out and do something. That's just an idea of mine. I didn't know, I don't know how that'll work. I know I'm looking forward to HBO Max. I know most of the people listening to this are. I was just wondering if maybe that could hurt. I know I'm dying to get back in a comic book store. I'm hoping. It's funny, when this all started, I was hoping that the stores would do like, or the comics would come back into the stores gradually. Almost like, so they would close for a month, and it's like if Batman 92 was supposed to come out the next week, the first week we were closed, that's what would be there on the Wednesday that we go back. And now I want it all. I want the entire month. I want to walk in and go, that, give it to me. Give me all of it, because I'm dying for new content. It's not like I'm not enjoying what I have. I want new stuff. I can't wait for the new stuff. And I'm excited to get back into my old routine of every Wednesday going to the store. I was actually thinking of next Wednesday just driving by my local store. Don't get out of the car. Can't do that. But just drive by it, wave, go home. Actually, I think I will do that. There's a nice pizza place right next door, and I'll go get takeout. But that's about all I have for today. Tomorrow, John and I will be back. We'll be back with our Saturday morning cartoons. We're doing Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, episode 3, I believe, going right in order. We don't want to ruin it for ourselves and get a spoiler. But I'll tell you, since we already recorded that one, I think it's our best one yet, because we were really confused. Saturday morning cartoon baffled us. And actually, when you hear Monday's episode, You'll see why it baffled us. We were not very bright that day. That's a running theme with us lately, not showing our true capabilities of intelligence, or actually maybe we are. Monday's show, it was a disaster. We were laughing. We couldn't get anything right. At one point, John yells out, "You got to edit this. We sound so stupid." But we were laughing so hard, we had to leave it in. So it's all there. We're idiots, but we had a really good, like I always say, just like a comic book store, you throw stuff against the wall. Some of it doesn't stick. And it's almost like nothing stuck that day. So actually looking forward to you guys hearing that. Still keeping it a secret what the topic is. It's a good one, but we go off the rails big time. So that's on Monday. I'll be back by myself on Sunday morning. And like I said, tomorrow morning, Saturday morning cartoons. But hey, let me know what you're doing out there, what you're doing to keep entertained. Any interesting books that you found in your collection that you picked up? Let us know on Twitter at brightside_chat, or you can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. If you're searching for content, go to the Nerdy Legion at nerdylegion.com. There's a ton of great content there, a lot of comic book content. Nerdy Legion itself, the podcast, just two guys hanging out, talking about all things nerdy. Sometimes it's comic books, sometimes it's not. And there's a home theater one as well. And today's at 4 o'clock will be Rogue One. See how I tied that all back in? Isn't that cool? All right. Have a great day. I will be back tomorrow morning with John with my bowl of cereal and an episode of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. I'll see you then. Take it easy. Stay safe. Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.